Scripture reading, Psalm 22, verses 1 through 2, 7 through 8, and 12 through 13. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me, so far from my cries of anguish? My God, I cry out by day, but you do not answer, by night, but I find no rest. All who see me mock me. They hurl insults, shaking their heads. He trusts in the Lord, they say. Let the Lord rescue him. Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help. Many bulls surround me. Strong bulls of Bashan encircle me. Roaring lions that tear their prey open their mouths wide against me. Devotional. David, a man after God's own heart, beautifully models the seamless integration of his emotions and his hunger for God. In the Psalms, we see that he holds nothing back, freely pouring out his fears, despair, anger, and shame. In fact, the wide range of his emotional ups and downs is sometimes shocking to our modern sensibilities. What does David understand about the integration of emotions and faith that we don't? In The Cry of the Soul, authors Dan Allender and Tremper Longman III offer a partial answer. Perhaps a better explanation for why it's so difficult to feel our feelings is that all emotion, positive or negative, opens the door to the nature of reality. All of us prefer to avoid pain, but even more, we want to escape reality. Even when life is delightful, joy is fleeting, and its brief appearance only opens our desire for more. Pleasure holds a wistful incompleteness because, even at its best, it is a poor picture of what we were meant to enjoy. As a result, we never feel completely satisfied with our present life, no matter how well things go. Anticipation inevitably carries with it disappointment and longing. Emotion propels us into the tragic recognition that we are not home. There are times when lack of emotion is simply a byproduct of hardness and arrogance. The scriptures reveal that this absence of feelings is often a refusal to face the sorrow of life and the hunger for heaven. David is well known for being a man after God's own heart. What few realize is how closely this was tied to his emotional awareness, his openness about his losses and disappointments, and his passionate heart for God, his longing to see him face to face. Question to consider: how might your prayer life change if, like David, you could bring to God what is actually in you and not what you think should be in you? Prayer. Lord, today I bring you all of my emotions, my anger, list what you are angry about, my sadness, list what you are sad about, and my fear, list what you are afraid of. Help me this day to embrace the full range of my emotions, just as David did. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.